This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're on week 3 of 4 of the NFL's preseason schedule, and eagle-eyed observers of that sport might have noticed something different. Back in April, the league announced it's going to relax its rules about what number a player can wear on his uniform. Specifically, it's letting tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, and defensive backs wear single-digit numbers, a privilege of sorts that used to be reserved to quarterbacks, punters, and kickers. Seems a lot of players expressed an interest in a jersey switch, but as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, there is a potentially expensive catch.
There's a lot of identity wrapped up in the numbers that NFL athletes wear. Kevin Seifert at ESPN says that's because unlike baseball and basketball players,
we don't see their faces during the games. We don't necessarily know what a lot of NFL players look like if we're just watching them in games, but their number is very recognizable.
And some players just prefer lower numbers, saying it makes them look faster or stronger. Those changes will encourage some serious fans to buy jerseys with the new numbers on them, often at $120 a pop. Over the last 4 decades, jerseys have become a real source of revenue for the league and its players. Dan Kaplan is a sports business writer at The Athletic.
Players receive 2/3 of the money that is generated by selling jerseys. The other third goes to the union, and the union sets aside some of that into a pool for all NFL players.
Here's the catch with those new jerseys, though. The NFL has long required players who request new numbers to reach into their pockets.
If it was a player's choice to do it, then he should be responsible for buying up the inventory with his name on it.
Jack Mills has been an NFL agent for about 50 years. He says if one of his clients wanted to change his jersey number,
if they have to buy a large inventory, I would think it wouldn't make sense. Unless somehow they thought they were going to sell a large number just because they changed jerseys.
The league told players they'd have to pay the full retail price for the old jerseys, again, about $120 each.
Not even a friends and family discount. No sort of a bulk rate buy.
Mike Florio is editor-in-chief of ProFootballTalk.com. He says Minnesota Vikings star running back Dalvin Cook looked into changing his number from 33 to 4, but he already has a lot of officially licensed gear with 33 on it available in stores, so it didn't make sense.
The price that was quoted to Dalvin Cook landed in the range of $1.5 million.
That's how much it would cost Cook to buy the stuff sold at the league's official outlets, but some smaller retailers would be left holding the bag. Vivian Ramirez runs a store called The Locker Room of Downey with her husband. It's south of Los Angeles, so they sell a lot of Rams and Chargers gear. She says the store orders jerseys from the league's official wholesaler at least a year in advance.
So it's a little bit of a gamble. You're making an investment.
And if a player changes a number, the store has to eat the cost.
You know, people just kind of get irritated. Oh, you changed the number. Now all the vendors, all the retailers like us, we're just like, oh, now we're sitting on this number. And you know, and you weren't even a popular player.
Then there's the question of what happens to all those old jerseys? Landfill? Dumpster fire? LA Rams wide receiver Robert Woods, who's changing his number from 17 to 2, got advice from Rewilder, a sustainable design company focused on upcycling, turning old stuff into new goods, like making backpacks or jackets out of old jerseys. Jenny Silbert is the company's founder.
That is a big part of this is the education component for fans in terms of what are ways to be more sustainable in life.
Woods still hadn't decided what to do with the old jerseys, but he's committed to making the change now, even though if he chose to wait until next season, he wouldn't have to buy the old jersey inventory. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.